Hey friends, this is Sandy Dover for Baller Mindframe, aka BMF Sports, partner of Complex Media. I'm here today to bring you another edition of the BMF audio visual series, and today we're going to go through quickly the Reebok Classic Ventilator. Now, the Ventilator, its original inception, was one of Reebok's most high-tech shoes and running in across the brand category. One of the great things about it was that it was made of ballistic mesh and leather, and it allowed the runner and the running audience to really have a well-ventilated, supportive shoe. And to kind of expound on the ventilator name, it was given a arch support on the medial side, the inside of the shoe, where actually it was vented, you know, and it would actually have holes in it. And that's one of the trademark aspects of the shoe today, but now it's been assigned to the aforementioned classic division of Reebok Classic, or Reebok I should say, and it's become a lifestyle shoe, and particularly for major rap artist Kendrick Lamar, who is now touting the shoe as a kind of pseudo signature. And the great thing about the ventilator is that it's coming back in premium materials. The one covered here actually is black, purple, white, and a kind of emerald green, a kind of a light emerald. And really the most important thing to talk about when it comes to the ventilator, at least this iteration of the Reebok Classic ventilator, is that its comfort is still intact. The midsole is really great. The midsole has been updated with a denser material, a denser kind of EVA foam, and it seems like it's a little bit more premium in and of itself. Like there's a little bit more rubber content to kind of give you some bounce back. I like that aspect of it. It's not a sole that breaks down easily, like most foam-based sneakers. You know, the foam it crunches and it loses a little bit of elasticity. But the great thing about the foams of today are that they can be engineered so that their lifespans can be lengthened. And this one has that. It has that kind of foam in it. The toe box is wide and it's roomy, but it's not too roomy. It's really great for those of you who have wide feet, but also can be cinched up well enough for those who have narrow feet. It's a really nice shoe. Also, too, the mesh, the ballistic mesh is present on these. That gives a little bit of some climate control when it comes to the environment that your foot's in. And you know, that's really underrated, because even if you're not going to be running in it, you want a shoe that's comfortable and temperate for your feet. You don't want something that's too hot or too cold. And another underrated aspect of this shoe, although it probably is a little bit more antiquated as far as its performance qualities are concerned, is the Hexalite window. The Hexalite technology is in the heel of each shoe. And you can see it on the bottom of the sole. It just really takes you back to the 80s when this was really popular, to the 80s and early 90s, really. It's just a really, really great shoe, and there's nothing like it. I mean, there's a lot like it because it came out in a certain kind of era of shoes, but the Reebok Ventilator in and of itself, there's nothing like this shoe. It was one of its kind. It was the first of its kind, and to see it return again in premium materials is just a really great thing. So if you are able to see or pick up the Reebok Classic Ventilator, get it. Because if you like shoes that are comfortable, shoes that last a long time, shoes that are going to give you some bang for your buck, shoes that are going to be different, it's not a shoe that you're going to see everywhere. It's been released in limited quantities in each of its iterations that Reebok has launched over the past year or so. It's something that's worthwhile getting, so when you're making your next purchase, think about the Reebok Classic Ventilator.